Time to talk to New England Patriots running back and one of the team captains, James White. James is brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance, and he joins us on the phone right now. Hey, James, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing great, thank you. Pretty impressive win last night for your team. 31 points, despite getting stopped on 4th and 1 at the goal line. Overall, how did you assess the offensive performance?
I think we started off fast, scoring the first drive, and then we kind of scaled out a little bit in the middle of the game, but eventually got it back going. Defense got us a huge turnover at the start of the fourth quarter, and I think that gave us that momentum.
On the flea flicker, I don't think I've ever seen a running back hold on to the ball as long as you did. Was that sort of a new wrinkle to the flea flicker to really make the defense think that you were going to carry it there?
Hell yeah, just gotta sell it, throw the defense up, and get a chance for the receivers to get open, and makes it easier for a foul.
Do you guys get excited when you've got trick plays that Josh is pulling out of the playbook? I'm sure these are all things that you've worked on, but that and the double pass with Julian involved, do you guys like when you see that stuff show up in the game plan?
You just got to make it work. Do it in practice, and you just got to make it happen in the game, and it worked out perfectly. Coach McDaniels called it at the perfect time, and it was a huge play for us.
I mean, when you guys started all the way back at training camp, you had Rex Burkhead and Sony Michel and Jeremy Hill, and it looked like it was going to be a pretty crowded backfield. And now the last couple of weeks, Cordarrelle Patterson has been getting double-digit carries. How do you think he's looked these last two games, specifically last night in the first half, running the ball?
He's running hard. He's a big, strong, fast guy, and he can score every time he touches the football. And he's been getting better and better each week with it, and he's created a lot of big plays for us, so he's doing really well.
One of the strengths, I think, of your game, and you've got a lot of them, but one of them is your ability to chip guys and take care of blockers and still get out in the pass pattern. On the sack that occurred when number 44 got to Brady, I saw the look on your face. Were you supposed to have him? Did he take a different route than what you were expecting?
Yeah, I was supposed to have him. He just delayed his blitz a little bit and timed it up perfectly. I just got to sit in there and wait on him, not be too fast to get out.
How soon did you know that Sony Michel and Gronk weren't going to play? Was that something that even on Friday you guys knew, or did it come down to an hour or two before the game started?
Yeah, I don't know how that stuff works and whatnot. Just practice hard, and no matter who's out there, you got to find a way to win. And I mean, each week, maybe somebody that may not play, so you got to be ready to go no matter who's playing and who's not. And thank God, I want them to step up when other guys can't play.
6 wins in a row led to a victory Monday. Congratulations on the decision yesterday. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, James.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.